that all makes any sense, will it? This thing's amazing. I love this. Louder, quieter. There's no wires or anything. Funny though, without it, I almost enjoy it more without the microphone. It's more intimate. It's like we're friends now. Don't panic, we're not really. You'll never actually see me again. Well, I don't know. But of course, with the microphone, it looks so much more professional, doesn't it? Oh, I've got a microphone. This will be funny. You know, even if it's not funny, it's amplified. You know, it inspires confidence. Where without the mic, it's the same thing. It just doesn't look as good somehow. Suddenly, I look like one of these people who talks about Jesus on a train. One of these beggars you get. Oh dear, I've come to London recently. I can't help noticing how ambitious beggars are here. In Wales, it's easy. They ask you for money, it's over. Here, there's a whole bloody sales pitch. Gentlemen, I'm a beggar. This is embarrassing for me. It's embarrassing for you. I don't want to be here. You don't want me to be here. But half the time, it's a bloody 10-minute PowerPoint presentation. Welcome to slide projector. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm begging. But what is begging? Let me deconstruct it. God. Oh dear, I was on a train. Obviously, I had to come here on a train. Oh, there were some terribly irritating people. There was a Cockney girl. I was stuck with this bloody Cockney. I'll try and do the Cockney accent. Oh, right. It's good, but it needs polish, I think. I'll build it up, you know. Oh, she was, you know how Cockneys, they have this whole breed of slang. She was shouting into this mobile as well. You couldn't ignore her. She was, oh, yeah, just going out tonight or whatever. And, yesterday we just got a DVD or whatever. What do you mean, or whatever? You must know if you fucking did it or not. If you say, or whatever, at the end of a sentence, the sentence is irrelevant. How would you like it if I went, oh, do you mind if I come and sit next to you, or whatever? And then punch you in the face. I did say, or whatever. Unfortunately, the whatever was violence, you silly cow. You know, you can't, it looks rude if you do that. And so, mobile in one hand, iPod in the other. iPods annoy me. Oh, I've got an iPod, I'm so clever. I can play all my songs in a random order. So bloody what? Just get drunk, you can do anything in a random order. I was drunk the other night, right? Washed my hands, then went for a piss. Ooh. I don't need to buy an iPod for that. And the latest thing as well, the iPod Mini. Well, thank God there's an iPod Mini. I won't have to lug that back-breaking iPod around anymore. It was knackering me out, that enormous hunk of plastic. Oh, dear. Honestly. Part of my problem with technology is I'm rubbish at actually using it myself. It always turns to putty in my hand. No, things don't turn to putty, do they? Ashes, it goes wrong in my hands. I will try not to use any metaphors from now on. They obviously don't sit well with the bumpkin education. I got a mobile phone. Right? What can go wrong with a mobile? Well, I know it sounded rhetorical. I'm actually going to proceed to answer it. I never know you are, do you? Is it figure of speech? Is it actual speech? I put the mobile on the other day and there were no numbers in the address book. It was completely blank. Normally I've got, you know, two or three numbers. The police, whatever. So I went to the phone shop and the guy went, oh, you must have chosen delete all numbers by accident. Now, exactly, why the fuck have I got a delete all option in my phone? What possible use can there be? To shred every bloody bit of information I've spent years amassing. When would you ever use it? Delete all. Unless all your friends and family die in the same evening. And then you wake up next morning going, Jesus, my life's in tatters. Everyone I know has been wiped off the face of the planet. Still, it'd be convenient to get them off the SIM card now, I suppose. And my phone's got a lot of these making your life easier things. The other thing is this predictive texting thing. Have you seen that? Oh, I'll finish the word for you. Well, it bollocks. It always guesses wrong. I tried to send a text recently. Said, I'm going to be late, stuck in a supermarket. Fucking queue. Out it comes, predictive texting. Stuck in a supermarket. Fucking Steve. Suddenly it's a very different message. We weren't even kissing, I couldn't believe it. I do think it's important to have good role models. My role models were amazing. My granddad inspired me. He was obviously Welsh, really hard, fearless man. It's how hard my granddad was. He once killed a grizzly bear with just his hands. I know, it's a bit of a fluke. The bear was looking the wrong way and he pushed it over a cliff.